So how many people here are worried about, say, climate change? And yeah, a little bit of a concern. There's definitely issues, crazy weather, blah, 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 blah. What does that have to do with open source and my talk? Well, let me tell you. We live on a finite world. And as much as we want to believe that the cloud is green, it's not. Everything that's digital is tied to an atom. So, you know, and as I say here, if you don't measure it, it still matters. It still matters because, like, we're looking at the environmental footprint of our digital lives, and it's significant. It's about the same size as the airline industry, and it's growing exponentially. So, you know, when we're thinking about our digital infrastructure, every piece, every bit is tied to an atom. So, whether that's electricity and whether it's hardware, like it all comes from somewhere. It all has an impact. Think about the life cycle of our products. There's not just the process of these devices that we have around. It's also the question of the creation and disposal of them as well. Where there's a lot of systems that are interrelated and they have a huge impact. So when you're developing code or if you're doing open hardware, like think about what is the ecosystem you're working in. You know, it's so interrelated, right? Whether you're a JavaScript person who's working on the web, you're a PHP person who's building content management systems. Whether you're a Python person that's involved in creating other data processing tools, all of these things that have communities rely on networks of other pieces of code and a lot of people to maintain and organize them. So think about that ecosystem of people and code that our projects work on. So much of this is thinking about sustainability like a measure of quality, right? So how do we make sure that good code is both accessible, because I have to say that I'm an accessibility person, but also is sustainable, that we're trying to minimize the impact that we have on the planet, and that is baked into the definition of quality, that we're thinking about it early in the process. We're not waiting until the very end to evaluate it. We're trying to build it into our CI/CD pipeline so that we're catching errors and we're looking to minimize our website, we're minimizing the impact of our code on a sprint by sprint basis. Having a livable planet is not a feature request. We need to have that. This is a bare minimum that we need for our society. We need to start working together around that. So there's so much to learn and so much that's happening in this space right now. 20 years ago, this was not something that was generally thought of. People were like, well, just don't print out the web or don't print out your web pages and your emails and you'll be fine. It's like, no, that's not good enough. The information is changing very quickly. There's a lot to learn in the space, and I think it's really important to try and think about sort of learning that, but also finding ways to contribute. So where can you give back? What are the experiences that you've had? How can you get involved in measuring your project's impact and moving ahead on that? How do we look up at leveling up our expectations, encouraging more people to discuss and to learn about this? So it's really important to have these talks. There's a whole section of talks here at FOSDEM on energy, as there was last year, and that's wonderful. If you're going to the State of Open Conference, last year they had a whole sustainability track as well. In making sure that there's some conversation about sustainability as part of your project is really important. Getting people engaged in doing something about sustainability is a good way to go off and keep optimistic about it and keep our attitudes like that we can make a difference, we can make a change. This is something that is doable. So getting people involved. And this is a huge problem. And everything that we do in the end is going to be insignificant as an individual contribution. But as Gandhi said, it is important that we do it. We need to go off and find ways to contribute and to play our small part to move things ahead. There's lots of best practices and best standards out there. There's one from the Web Sustainability Guidelines that was just started or just launched as a draft in September. There's still evaluation and development on that. That's the SUSTI Web Group, or the Green Web Sustainability Guidelines. There's also the Green Software Foundation that's done some really good work and building infrastructure around that. The Green Web Foundation is another one that has infrastructure and information about that. Also the IETF and the IEEE, I think, also have sustainability projects as well. So there's lots of different ways, no matter how you're involved in the tech world, to look at best practices and sustainability that you can work with and extend. And that's all I have. Yeah. Any thoughts?
1 minute for questions.
Okay. Any questions? Does anyone here have a sustainability? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Look at how much processing there is. Sorry, how much, any practical steps. One practical step is to sort of look for where there is time and transfer. So how do you try and minimize the efforts and try and make sure that you're counting the bits, you're counting the milliseconds used to process it. What are the process heavy things that your code is using? Yes?
Can